Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. David Scorpio, Scorpius Maximus. Hey, welcome, sir.
Hello, Richard. And I'm just here waiting for the next indictment of Donald Trump to fall down the pike here. And I think the next one's actually going to be coming from Georgia. So there's a long line of indictments lined up here, Richard.
yes. Lawfare. At its political partisan best, to be sure. And, I mean, yeah, we had so much crossfire. And, well, I mean, both Trump, kind of like in retaliation for what also the Biden administration has been facing, you know, just an onslaught of all sorts of different investigations and mishandling court procedure cases. So I don't know, you know, it's hard to focus on any of it, obviously. Let's see. And then of course the everyday citizens, you know, as targets is the perhaps the biggest punchline, David, in the midst of the political bipartisan antics. I mean, FBI Director Christopher Wray is getting threatened over targeting parents and Catholics. And that's, you know, that's the big thing now is, you know, the transgender thing. Of course, parents as a whole trying to have any control under attack. But Catholics, because you can't mention white people. And so, you know, you have to say, oh, well, you know, they're targeting the Catholics, you know, they can't dare say they're targeting the whites of the United States of America, David. That would be completely taboo. Did you lose me?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Richard, you know, investigations don't go anywhere. And, you know, I think the best recent illustration of that is the Durham report, which took something like 4 years for this clown to make his report. And basically nothing came of it. A lot of people just wait till the Durham report comes out, then heads are going to roll. Well, nothing happened. And, you know, they love to drag out people like Ray and grill them, you know, in these congressional committee things, which are just dog and pony shows. Those don't go anywhere either. But indictments do, unfortunately. And what I think what's happened here is, you know, they sort of, it's kind of like they brought in a European hitman to come here and take Trump out. This Jack Smith, who is actually Jewish, not that it matters, but his real name is not Smith. And you don't look like a Smith because he's not a Smith. It's actually quite a common name. I've known Jews who changed their name to Smith. This guy's Jewish and basically a European style hitman brought in to take out Donald Trump. And I guess with this second indictment, you know, the conspiracy to defraud the American government or the lawful exchange, you know, replacement of power or something like that, combined with this phony document indictment, it's actually very serious. And I think Trump is facing time in jail, actually. Not that I'm anti-Trump or pro-Trump. That's just what I see when I look at the tea leaves at the bottom of the cup, Richard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some people think that because of the polls right now, you know, that Trump is going to be the next president. You don't see that.
He's going to be in jail, so it's going to be tough to be president from jail.
Well, they think the popularity of the people will overwhelm the court case procedures somehow. But, yeah, exactly. If he is actually prosecuted and or in jail, there's no way that he could allow him to even run. And therefore, what the people think doesn't matter. But yeah,
well, he does actually have a lot of, you know, from a
he does still have allegedly a lot of strategic people behind him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's true. From a strategic point of view, though, it's actually, you know, for the opposition, it's actually very good to have a lot of people invested in a sinking ship. And that's what Trump is right now. And the idea that the American, what the American public thinks has anything to do with what happens, I don't think is a very realistic way to view the system right now. They're going to do what they're going to do. They don't care what the Americans think anymore.
Of course, you're right there. And, well, I mean, it's not really going to make much of a difference either way, but certainly it is an acceleration with the policies we've had with this administration compared to the last administration. Some people like that, you know, the accelerationist theory and all. But now, I mean, the latest I just heard today, Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel is leveling felony charges against 16 Republicans that signed a certificate stating that Donald Trump won the Michigan 2020 presidential election, of the state of Michigan in particular. Each of the 16 people, including TOP Republican officials, will be charged with the following 8 felonies. So 8 felonies they construed for 16 Republicans. 2 counts of election law forgery, 2 counts of forgery, uttering and publishing, conspiracy to commit forgery, conspiracy to commit election law forgery, conspiracy to commit uttering and publishing. If convicted on all charges, these 16 Republicans, whose average ages are almost 70, face up to 94 years in prison and tens of thousands in fines. So, you know, I mean, that, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, and then the Attorney General Nessel has filed these charges, actually has filed them, who has said acted as fake electors in the 2020 election. I mean, you know, so I mean, on some levels, it seems like the establishment is against Trump. It's just very convincing, perhaps. I mean, I was debating this yesterday with Paul a bit. I was saying, you know, well, the man doesn't deserve death at the very least. But no, yeah, it's very convincing if he is controlled opposition, because it's like, you know, they are, it waxes and wanes. You know, there are eras where they attack Trump and eras where he's just left alone and seems more popular or whatever. But it certainly is, it certainly is an all-in sort of theater production, David.
Well, yeah, and I think Trump has been controlled opposition all along. But what I think has happened is that essentially Trump did not follow orders 100% of the time. And in the situation we're in with so-called world leaders and the people who actually run the show, they expect people to follow the orders 100% of the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, one example, maybe the green agenda. He seemed to push back a little against that, and gas prices were a little better. He allowed all these pipelines that the Biden administration suddenly stopped. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think that's one area where he sinned, let's say. And there may have been, I'm sure there's other things behind the scenes that weren't publicly talked about. But for whatever reason, it's something along those lines. He's pissed off some very powerful people who want his head on a platter. And, you know, I think, look what happened with this ridiculous rape trial that he went through, where this lady who, by the way, was Jewish, just so people know, didn't even know what year she was raped, much less the month or the day, had no idea when she's actually raped. That actually went through, and he was found guilty. Of course, that was a civil trial, so the standards are lower, but still, it's not a good sign, especially when you consider he's actually already facing, you know, several felony indictments in New York in the same exact district. Jurisdiction that trial happened. So things aren't looking good on the Trump front, and it's actually very good from an oppositional point of view to have a lot of people invested in a sinking ship. And that's pretty much what Trump is right now, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And moving on to other news, I mean, I wanted to go to the economy and Generation X, since we kind of share the spectrum there. But first, briefly on China. I didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday. Massive. I'm sorry. It was the wrong one there. No, I mean, this is regarding the Gulf. China's moving in to replace the U.S. with Gulf oil monarchies. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to have this, repositioning further, you know, as far as the fuel trade and percentages out there. And I don't know, we just heard U.S. finally canceled funding on the Wuhan lab just now. And that's pretty laughable. But yeah, nonetheless, they finally decided, hey, this might be good for optics right about now. And a topic we wouldn't mind as much as so many other things we want people looking the other way from. But yeah, officially, they said that as of now, they're not. As of now, the lab failed to provide documents concerning safety and security measures. So and for how long would that have been? Yeah, I don't know. It just pretty ridiculous. But on China in general, economically or otherwise, I don't know. Do you have any update comments?
Well, those are probably the documents that Donald Trump had in Mar-a-Lago. Those are probably the documents that they're looking for, Richard. No, I think this is all theater, of course, because, you know, obviously this COVID thing was centrally coordinated. It's not like the Chinese went rogue and, you know, did this on their own. That's absurd to think that. Clearly, this Operation COVID hoax was a worldwide coordinated operation, because if you remember, every government in the world, with the exception of a very few, did the COVID two-step exactly as they were told to. And we saw this sort of this unveiling of a worldwide, quote, pandemic, which really was just a bunch of government actions all coordinated from a central source. So China is not a rogue player. They're not. They don't just want to do business. They're actually the new PowerPoint as we see the power shift to the east, the pivot to the east. That's what's happening, unfortunately, for America. And the other thing that's interesting is that China is set to become the biggest producer of electric vehicles here very soon, I was just reading, which is also interesting. Someone gave the Chinese the heads up that electric vehicles are going to be the only way forward, whether you like it or not. No matter how much the cars suck, you're going to have to buy one very soon.
Wait a minute. Who's mandating this?
This is part of the green agenda where they're already outlawing the future of regular gasoline powered cars in America. That's already started, and you know, both Ford and GM have agreed to stop producing gas powered cars by, I believe, 2030 or 2035. Mm-hmm. In coordination. I thought they were competing with each other, but they're actually agreeing to stop producing gasoline-powered cars at essentially the same time.
Okay, all right, yeah. So at a corporate level, with the largest corporations complying, if not with shareholder willingness, by CEO kind of, well, blackmailing, if you will, to help move that along. And well, obviously, we also have these international mafias, right? The United Nations, and well, among many others. You know, you don't hear about the Trilateral Commission much these days, but like all of them, you know, basically pushing it onto the the politicians and what have you. But anyway, this makes me already want to pivot to the economy so we can get into this Generation X topic as well. I mean, well, certainly many are continuing to point out the inflation acceleration. July had a big spike in the inflation, for that matter. And, you know, some are claiming, well, Peter Schiff is even confirming a dollar decline means lower inflation is transitory. But all the money printing obviously tells you that, you know, it may take a while to kick in on the consumer level. And we haven't seen the effects of all the money printing on the consumer level at the source quite yet, as far as what's been printed in the last, say, 2020 to 2022 even, through 2022. And so in the next year to 2 years, I'd say that's really going to come home to roost. But California, New York, and Mississippi are now leading the way as the top three states with the highest poverty rate, David.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, the inflation is not going to stop. That's already baked in the cake. And it's funny how they're trying to say, well, the rate of inflation has decreased. That's the official story. But what they're really saying is inflation continues. It's just the rate of inflation's decreased. But actually, inflation has is continued. It's going to continue. And quite frankly, it's only going to get worse, because really what we're talking about here, it's a hidden tax. And it's actually theft of people's money. It's a very clever way of stealing money from people.
Well, one more on the green agenda. Net zero goals, okay? We've had 2 decades of these wars on, well, when it started out with Al Gore in the late 80s, global warming, right? But so many different terminologies and morphings, but 2 decades and $5 trillion of investment has already gone into this scam. And now the UN is demanding $150 trillion. That's their new number. I mean, it's these astronomical numbers these days, David. $150 trillion, they're demanding that much more from ordinary people of varying nations for this truly unproven and we know complete BS theory or scam of climate change and with human effects on it. Really, I mean, the Earth and Sun dynamics are really what it largely constitutes as far as the cycles. And anyone who looks into it on a serious level can tell you this.
Well, yeah, the sun is the biggest, contributor to climate change, and the climate is always changing.
And we also have
it's very complex.
We also have more
situation.
circular elliptical phases with the Earth orbit as well around the sun. I'm just also implying that when I mentioned the Earth. But yes, I mean, the sun has a lot of dynamics with the periods of solar flares and things, but also just different waxings and wanings of the amount of heat generated locally. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, it's a very complex model, and of course they leave the sun out of the climate change models always. There's no mention of the sun at all or its participation in things, you know, which is really strange. And if you recall, Al Gore called for we will see the end of snow possibly within the next 10 years. And back in reality, I was just hearing that California actually had 7 times the usual amount of snowpack. And as of last week, some of the ski resorts were still open in Northern California.
Wow.
Because there was so much snow that hadn't melted yet. So that's actually pretty amazing in July.
And I heard in South Africa there's snow right now. We'll be right back.
Hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And yes, David, a snow has fallen on Johannesburg in South Africa for the first time in more than a decade. So much for global warming. But, you know, I try to tell that to these people. There's an article by Charles Hugh Smith over at Activist Post. The two causes of the coming Great Depression, I was skimming it over so far, basically economic policies, i.e. the Federal Reserve, as well as this green agenda, which is doomed to fail. Good luck eventually convincing people that, hey, we forgot to tell you that most people aren't supposed to own vehicles anymore. We'll tell them that later. You know, once the chips can disable everything by 2055 or something. Anyhow, it seems like that is likely to be inarguably the two main ways everything is going to inevitably collapse, and they'll have their new reset cycles in the aftermath, of course. David.
Well, yeah, and that's interesting. And it's important to remember that this whole net zero thing is not zero carbon emissions. It's that you have this incredible scheme of buying and selling carbon credits on the stock market of all places. So what you're really going to see is it's going to take away the ability of small and medium sized businesses or individuals to be able to, buy carbon credits. And it's going to put the power even more in the hands of only the largest corporations. So it's the consolidation of all of the world's natural resources into centralized control. That's really what this whole thing is about. And, you know, when it comes to global warming and the really what we're seeing is more extreme weather on both ends. And we have to factor in the fact that, you know, there's geoengineering happening quite a bit. And it's hard to even calculate that into the whole natural scheme or, you know, system of the climate.
There's no great points. And as far as the economy's decline, the stock market, of course, it was still in their cognitive dissonance and, well, machination proppings. It's still going up. The next stop, 100, they're saying. And, you know, eventually, of course, it'll come to an end. But at the moment, I mean, we're at just extreme fear and greed levels on the index meters there. They're saying the coming implosion of the Fed's housing bubble, this housing bubble 2.0, as it's called, will most likely be the catalyst for this next great financial crisis. Instead of the Great Depression part two, they're going to call it the Great Financial Crisis 2.0. I guess, I don't know, I guess that's referring to what? Not 2008, surely. You'd think 1929, but... And another article talking about the repo factor. The system collapses when the Fed pull repo away. Then people don't always consider that that's when things actually get triggered. We had Bullard resign from the Fed as it has been over-tightening. Is another crash coming? But yeah, this one tweeter with some of the charts on that was saying, it's funny how people think that the 20 crash was caused by a virus. That was, of course, the cover to kick the can down the road a little bit longer. But again, I mean, inflation had a reaccelerating in July here. And we have a $500 billion corporate debt storm building over the global economy. So, yeah, those are my talking points for the economic situation, David.
Well, Richard, the problem with all this things you were reading is that this goes under the assumption that we somehow have a free market that operates from the market forces that we've been told dictate the way the world works, and that we're no longer in that situation. We're in a situation where we have the centralized ownership of most things already. The corporations at the highest levels really aren't competing with each other anymore because they're all owned by the same people. That's the problem. And as you know, we haven't seen any real drop in housing prices yet at all. And that's because BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and some other very large centrally owned investment companies are buying up the properties for cash, sitting on them and turning them into rental properties because they don't want home ownership in the future. So they're going to, unfortunately, I believe they're going to keep home prices very, very high. And I don't think you're going to see a huge, lowering or crash in housing prices simply because that would allow more and more people to buy houses, people who have some cash set aside. And I don't think that's where this is going, unfortunately.
So, I mean, BlackRock and these other major companies have been well instructed by the Agenda 21 initiative, David.
Well, yeah, this is part of a larger plan to sort of, recalibrate the entire system. And home ownership is out, same with owning a car.
Makes sense.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And yes, as we were commenting at the end of the last segment, and I was kind of paraphrasing what you were describing, these largest retail holders such as BlackRock, Vanguard, etc., are all on board with the agenda of private home ownership being only for the elite moving forward, as well as private vehicle ownership, for that matter, as with other companies likewise. And so, yeah, there's far too much monopolistic compliance with all of these global Jewish agendas. There, I forgot to say Jewish. maybe we'll have to jump to the the following Wednesday. Maybe we'll have to discuss this whole Generation X economic thing. But I thought you'd be a good person to have that discussion with, because it's a good article, pretty brief, talking about non-existent retirement plans across the board, basically, for Gen Xers. You're on the early end of the spectrum. Me, I'm a little closer to the end of the spectrum. I'm like 76, and it cuts off around 1980 or so. But I see we have a bunch of callers, and so maybe we'll discuss that more when we have another day for it. Paul in California, we have. Ooh, spicy. Paul.
Yeah, well, no, it's not spicy so much. I just happened to catch the comments right before the half-hour break, and I want to call them to your attention, Richard, and to everybody else's, because they were very, very key, okay? This real estate market isn't acting normally, just like so many other things. And what you were just saying a moment ago as well, Richard, is, the fact that they're not just trying to kill home ownership, okay? What they've been doing for a while now, and it's pretty apparent when you just observe, talk to other people, and think about it, right? They're essentially trying to make it very difficult to live any modestly comfortable life. It just comes with, rent as well, which is also extremely high. So just to show how accurate what Dave just says was, what he just said was, okay. And by the way, I just bumped into this. I was hopping around the radio dial just a little bit, and I decided to tune in because something else was not that interesting at another location. But again, that was a very, very keen remark, and here's the reason why, okay. Is you can go outside of the Bay Area. I don't know what it's like in L.A. or San Diego, but I'm sure I can get on and look at the real estate market. But I've been doing it up in the Reno, Tahoe, Virginia City, that kind of area, right? And you will see homes that I believe are quite a bit, not a lot, but significantly above market what they should be, right? And many, many of them, I would say easily 50 to 60% or more have been on the market for 2, 4, 6, even 8 months, because it will tell you right there, been listed by this state, and also at least to my counting of them, 40% or more are discounted. Well, they'll say, reduced $45,000, reduced $65,000, reduced. I mean, you can just go online, go to Zillow or go to any of these other places. You can do it yourself. So that should tell you a couple of things, and I'm not going to, drag this out any longer, but I think it points to the accuracy of what Dave just said, okay, that this market, just like so many of these other markets, are not a reflection of reality, just like the workplace market is, okay? I mean, for many people to go out, if you don't have a high-paying tech job, like such as what's available in the Bay Area, you're just not going to be able to afford not only to buy, but in many cases to live decently the way we used to. And they started to do this in late 70s and then really ramped it up into the 80s and the 90s, where they killed off the good paying job with benefits and pension funds. If you recall, Richard, you're probably not old enough, and Dave, you might be somewhat old enough to remember the whole pension fund raiders and that whole scandal back from, well, it worked. Okay, because now you have lots and lots of older people that should have been expecting a pension and would have benefited by one, and the rest of society would have been benefited by them having one. But now,
actually, Paul, it goes into that whenever we get another day to that article on Gen X and retirement, because they're saying they're the first generation that entered the workplace after the changes to 401k from the previous pension arrangements. Maybe you could explain that briefly for any other younger listeners like myself.
Well, no, like I said, I didn't want to take up too much time if you or Dave want to expand on that, but I just wanted to point out, because it's interesting the way he said it and the reason he said it to you, and it just so happens that, just like as of last night, as an example, I was, again, looking through and seeing this myself and going, these houses should, first of all, not be quite so highly priced, and they should be selling, but they're not, and you can see it for yourself. Many, many of these listings I saw have been on the market for many, many months, and a lot of them said discounted on them. And this is a growing area. Okay, people are moving here. So I just find it very interesting. So,
David? Well, no, well, safe.
Yeah, the houses, the problem is that people who are trying to buy houses with a conventional loan, it's very difficult now because the interest rates have gone up so much. So cash buyers are the ones who are going to come in and scoop the houses up, because the amount a person can spend on a house because of the interest payments has actually gone down quite a bit. The amount that they're allowed to get a loan on has actually decreased quite a bit. So it's cash buyers that are coming and scoop these houses up, not people trying to get conventional loans. And that's the whole point.
Yes. No, that is a great point. These companies have the means to do it. Well, is there something else you wanted to add, Paul, or would you like to stick around?
No, I'll drop. I'll just make one reference. People should actually make an effort, which I just happened across a long time, probably back in the 90s. There's a book called America, What Went Wrong by Bartlett and Steele. They were two Philadelphia Inquirer newspaper reporters, actually, and they did a series of articles, and then they put it together in a book. Once again, it's called America, What Went Wrong, and it's quite interesting, and it lays out many, many things. And this topic would probably be one of them you would understand with a little bit more clarity. But no, I'll drop off and let you take more calls. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, thank you for the contribution. We have Miles in Maine. Oh, it's been a while. Miles.
Yeah, hello, Richard. You know, I was listening to Scorpio, and that was an interesting perspective you had there about these home prices staying up. I think he might be onto something there, but also, you know, I don't know if it's actually that they're going to stop private ownership as much as they're going to make it corporate ownership. But, you know,
exactly.
Right, with the interest rates, nobody's able to buy anything that would ordinarily be a decent house. And then back to this thing on Trump, you know, I don't get this at all. You know, they want to kill Trump, and then they want to put him in jail, but, you know, Trump's not on our side. He's on someone else's side. And the same, you know, with Putin. It's like, oh, Putin's, you know, Putin's a Jew, or he's working for them. Well, how come? Well, he won't call him a Jew. You know, just crazy rhetoric. I mean, it's nonsense. I think Putin and Trump are both suffering the same effects from the powers that be. So, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Trump's going to win everything. Trump's going to, at the end of the day, Trump's going to win everything. And if Hunter Biden can do it, and he's on their team, and supposedly Trump's on their team, if Hunter Biden can do it and be unscathed and none of these people are touched, and Trump's right in with him, I don't see what the difference would be. And I'll just listen for you guys' commentary. Excellent show. Love hearing you guys.
Thank you, Miles. David, would you like to respond?
Well, yeah, I think what's happening here is with they're putting a message out to all so-called world leaders that you have to follow orders 100% of the time. And I think this applies to Putin as well. I think Putin's on his way out. I think his days are numbered in power. And we'll see. Trump faces so many felony indictments now. It's not even funny. He's going to jail. And this Jack Smith character is the European-style hitman brought in to take him down. And I think the charges he's facing, just from that alone, not even the charges he's facing in Georgia upcoming, in New York, those are very serious too. But this is going to be a serious problem for Trump, and he's not going to walk away from this stuff. I mean, he had a woman accuse him of rape, didn't even know what month or year she was raped. That's not a good, you know, sort of a harbinger for the future of Trump in court.
And it doesn't really seem to matter how much is up against the Biden family, because it doesn't seem like they want to run Biden this next cycle anyway. Isn't that what you're hearing?
I don't think so. No, I think he's probably too old. There's even a rebellion going on within the Democrat Party to bring someone in younger. And remember, Joe follows orders. He's corrupt, he's senile, and he follows orders. So he's protected. That's how the system works. Trump stepped out of line somewhere. We can speculate on a couple different areas. But now they're going to flush him. And I really do believe he's going to jail, not because I want him to go to jail or I have these, you know, passionate feelings about Trump one way or the other. That's just how I see things going down when I look at this sort of this what's happening within the political system.
Now, something in another article I may have time to fit in. Evidently, all these transgenders getting into the military are able to skip deployment because it's so much still in or just after their transition, and with all the chemicals and everything. I mean, they have like a year after it's finished at the very least. This is ridiculous because it'll just keep going on and on. But yeah, you know, they're not talking about these things. They have this one individual totally looks like a man, and yet another one who insists on being seen as a female. And well, here, the Biden DOD service members skipping deployment. We have, sorry about that, little chaos here. Okay, so indefinite physical fitness waivers from this confidential memo. Okay, this was originally at the Dossier by Jordan Schenkel. I can't even pronounce that, so Jewy a name. Okay, the Dossier had acquired a new Department of Defense memo that goes into great detail on the topic of care and service members who identify as transgender. The document, which is not classified but has long remained unavailable to Americans, is being published here for the first time for public consumption. The 34-page memo details the enormous perks granted to service members who identify as transgender. You can find this at Zero Hedge, by the way. At the beginning of his tenure, President Biden ended Trump's ban on people who identified as transgender serving in the military. Since then, the Biden administration has granted more and more benefits to this cohort, leading to people like this individual at the Defense Department who's celebrated. So some of the highlights in the document, okay, are one, taxpayer-funded care for transgender service members includes speech-voice therapy, cross-sex hormones, laser hair removal, voice feminization surgery, facial contouring, body contouring, breast chest surgery, upper surgery, genital mutilation surgery, lower surgery, psychological counseling. Well, they certainly need psychological counseling, but they're not going to get the proper type, I can tell you that. All right, number two, service members who identify as transgender may receive a waiver for grooming and uniform standards. Number three, service members who identify as transgender may receive an indefinite waiver for physical fitness standards. This waiver often becomes a de facto permanent situation. And the transgender identifying service member just has to renew the exemption request every 6 months. Number four, service members who identify as transgender will be considered, quote, non-deployable, unquote, for up to 300 days when taking hormones for their, quote, transition, unquote, period. Again, given that these hormones are often required for life, they may render the transgender identifying service member as permanently unable to deploy. So, yeah, the United States military facing its worst recruiting environment since 1973 when the conscription era ended and the current all-volunteer force was formed. As the Defense Department memo makes clear, the U.S. military in 2023 represents more of a social welfare and social justice system than an entity purposed with defeating an aggressive enemy. And they have the full memo available, 34-page. Again, Zero Hedge, Biden DOD let transgender service members skip deployments. Your comments, David.
Well, there's no provision to get their Adam's apple shaved either. I mean, this is discrimination. Well, you know, as absurd as all this is, I'm sure the actual numbers of transgender people in the military are relatively low. This is really about the sort of shifting of the culture, military culture, and sort of virtue signaling, you know, that we have a kinder, gentler military now. It's really all just a bigger symptom of the decadent insanity that has overtaken the West that Jews have produced to sort of destroy America and the West from within, and that's precisely what they're doing.
And in tech and AI news, ChatGPT's evil twin, WormGPT, as they're calling it, is silently entering emails and raiding banks. So, yeah, you know, we have the hackers and cyber crooks taking advantage of this AI software already. No surprise there. I don't know. Let's see. We may have to hold you through the break. We have Rick in Arizona. Rick.
Yeah, I don't know. I seem to think that Trump is a New York bunco operation, and the con and the mark is the white male. I don't know, Mr. Scorpio, if you think Trump's going to jail. This guy's been the headline news guy for 7 years. Every day he's in the headline. They're not doing that to put him away. They're doing that to keep you from, you know, Americans got short memories, and they're doing that. You're 30 points ahead in the polls. My prediction, I wish I could make a bet with you, Mr. Scorpio, that I'll bet you $100. I'd be willing to make that bet that Trump is going to be the next president. They're not working this guy over for nothing. I mean, dude, they could just ignore him like they do Kennedy or they did, you know, Ron Paul. I don't know. I mean, I respect a lot of your opinions, But in this case, I think Trump's part of a New York con, and they want the guns. See, you vote for Trump on the third time. Let's say you're Miles, and now you vote for Trump for the third time. And all of a sudden, Trump turns around, and he takes your right to own a gun with a federal red flag law. Miles isn't going to be able to say anything because he's going to feel stupid. He'll say nothing because he voted for Trump three times. This is how the con works. I think he's coming back. Thanks for taking the call.
Well, your reaction to that, David?
Well, that's certainly possible. It's not beyond the realm of possibility, but I'll say this. If they do somehow bring Trump back and he's able to somehow get out of all these indictments, which is unlikely in my view, very unlikely, if they do bring Trump back, it's actually the worst case scenario for America because they're going to really finish the country off with Trump. At that point, and blame all of the problems that facing America on Trump. He'll be the whipping boy for all of it. But I don't think that's the scenario that's going down. I really do believe he's going to jail, and one of these indictments is going to get him. And this guy that's this Jack Smith character, you know, used to work for the Hague, and he's a serious guy. Whether you like him or not. And I think that alone is very foreboding for Trump. And it's actually good for the Democrats that Trump's so far ahead because you've got all these people. I believe we're going to have a Democrat president almost for certain. And the Democrats, we're going to essentially have a one-party country, a one-party rule, just like China.
We have James in Vancouver. James.
Yeah, don't you boys know that the Earth is flat? What are you talking about? Rotation and whatnot. It says so in the Bible. I'm just joking. See, listen, but a lot of people believe that. Back in May, there was a meeting between Pope Francis and little Zelensky. Did you boys look at that? Look at the pictures on that?
No, David?
Well...
I saw the pictures. I don't know what might have come from it. I know this Pope Francis guy is sort of like an antichrist pope, so anything he did wouldn't surprise me.
Well, if you look at Zelensky's so-called gift to the Pope, it was an icon of the Virgin with the Christ child silhouetted out in black. There's no Christ child in the icon. That's an abomination, according to... Church doctrine. Back to you,
David.
Oh, that's interesting. That's actually very symbolic. Well, it's not surprising without a Jew doing an abomination against Christ. It's really no surprise.
Well, yeah. So you see the top guy in the Vatican. That's Francis and his Curia buddies. The Curia was there too. I saw some of them cardinals. And you've got an organization here where obviously that the church is in cahoots with Jewish Zelensky and all his buddies, you see. So this is shows you the architecture of the war. And, so who's Putin at this point? Yeah, it could be a question mark. But so the Pope says, is the Pope saying to Zelensky, oh, we have to have peace, or is the Pope and his buddy saying, Zelensky, you're not fighting hard enough? Back to you. See how this goes?
David?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. We need to put more young Christian white men into the meat grinder. Make sense.
Yes.
And I think that's part of the operation here.
Right. So you see, this is what I've been talking about for months. And that there's this big partnership, secret partnership between the Roman Catholic Church and our Yiddish friends, okay? And so if you, they're going to get people to take it up the kazoo one way or the other, right? And I feel sorry for all those people who just trust that Bible. They trust that thing. They trust in Christ. They trust that when the whole damn thing for 2,000 years has been a con. Back to you.
Well, and how about other recent topics related to your Canada, oh Canada. I mean, I've been reading the housing market. The housing market is supposed to crash up in Canada there. And I just said to that amusing article today, this morning, James, Canadian PM Trudeau corners himself between his enthusiasm for trans people and his enthusiasm for Muslims.
Right. Yeah, well, if the market, if people aren't buying houses, that means the Chi-Coms have quit buying, right? Because the Chi-Coms at one time, a couple of years ago, were trying to buy everything, right? So obviously now it's not a buyer's market anymore. Well, it's not a seller's market because there's no demand. That would be my my conclusion. Back to you.
And like, I mean, they, well, yeah, you hear a lot about China investing in everywhere. Yeah. I mean, raw minerals in Africa, in Australia, and now you're saying Canada. David?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Chinese, certainly in the Vancouver area, were buying up pretty much everything and contributed greatly to the huge escalation in prices there. But I don't think there's going to be a housing crash anywhere, unfortunately, not beyond a minor correction, like a 10-15% correction. But there isn't going to be a huge crash in prices. It's not going to be allowed because they want to take home ownership sort of out of the picture for the future. And if you lowered the prices significantly, that would actually make it so more people could buy houses. I don't think that's the way it's going to go down, unfortunately.
Well, thanks for calling, James. Any last comment?
Yeah. Well, the bottom line would be you can wait till they press a few buttons and get a few nukes set off. That might do something for the economy. I'll let you guys go. Bye now.
Thanks for the call. Last words, David? Any final thoughts? Mr. Scorpio.
Well, I don't know about the nuclear war scenario. I don't think that's realistic for a variety of reasons, but I do think we could be taken into an actual real stage-managed world war. I do think that's a contingency plan, and we'll have to see how it goes, because I do believe the plan's actually very fluid, but they are sending a message out to so-called world leaders. Do as you're told, or watch your back.
Hey, thanks so much for being here as always, brother. Great discussion.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for the callers, and thanks to everyone listening. Everyone have a great day. Thank you.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, folks, and please click on the donate page so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.